Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
And here we are for you, another encore show here on The Advertising Show. It's being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. The Advertising Show is a copyrighted Big Radio Midgets production. Back in 2009, we had the pleasure of talking to David Ettery. David is co-author of a book called Changing the Game, and he explains how gamers and video games they play can become game changers for today's well-informed marketing stuff. Great stuff back in 09, even better today. Take a listen.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
And then nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated cheese.
Welcome back, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe here on The Advertising Show, along with our very special guest out of Seattle this weekend. It's David Ettery, co-author of Changing the Game, How Video Games Are Transforming the Future of Business. David, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, David, you're also the co-founder of the Convergence Cultural Consortium. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Convergence Culture Consortium is a research consortium based on a book of that name by Dr. Henry Jenkins at MIT, and we created the consortium primarily because we wanted to start doing a little bit more work with corporations, with people who were at the forefront from a business perspective of the things that we were researching in the Media Studies program every day. So we brought on board MTV Networks and Turner Broadcasting as our founding members, and we would help them think through really critical problems like, you know, how do you deal with piracy, and should you even think of it as piracy, or should you think of it as a business opportunity? How do you take advantage of, you know, the explosion of, you know, social networks and virtual worlds and that sort of thing? So it was a really interesting opportunity to work in an academic setting with people who were primarily, for obvious reasons, profit motivated. It's not something that normally happens in an academic setting. It was a lot of fun.
So curious, how did you and Ethan come up with the idea to write this book? Aren't there other books out on the market regarding video games, or did you find that yours is different than others?
There are a lot of books on video games, but there were none, at least to our knowledge, addressing this particular topic. There have been books written about using games for just broad educational purposes. There have been books written about the persuasive power of games. There's actually a book called Persuasive Games by Ian Bogos, which is reasonably interesting, and Ian himself is a very smart guy. But there hadn't been any books written for a broad business audience about all the different ways that you could use games to not just, you know, for social purposes, but specifically to improve your business, to make it more profitable, to make it more productive. Nothing like that. So we broke Changing the Game into three sections that we thought would be most relevant to that general audience. The first section was all the ways you could use games to advertise. The second section of the book was the ways you could use games to train your employees more cost effectively. And the third section was sort of the most forward-looking and speculative, and it was about the ways to use games to improve productivity, to capture the wisdom of crowds, to tap into crowdsourcing, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know you had mentioned before we went on the air today that you focused your effort pretty much on the advertising portion of the book, and not exclusively, but that was a lot of your effort. So let's talk a little bit about that. First off, are gaming ads, David, more suitable for a particular brand or a particular service, or are companies across the board of a variety of ilk, so to speak, can benefit from advertising in games?
I think all manner of company, regardless of who their demographic target is, can take advantage of advertising in games. And to be clear, when you say advertising in games, it really refers to a fairly broad spectrum of possibilities. You can have product placements in existing commercial games. You can have banner ads around video games. You can have so-called adver games, which are video games created by an advertiser explicitly for the purpose of promoting their brand, and several other things. So I'll give you a few examples. I mean, you've got people targeting the stereotypical gamer demographic, you know, the young male. You know, there's any number of things that you can do. iPod, for example, Apple recently paid for product placements in a stealth action game called Metal Gear Solid, where as you, the hero of the game, are playing the game, you can listen to music on a virtual iPod, and you can collect songs that are scattered throughout the game. There was also a Playboy product placement in the game where you could distract your enemy by leaving a Playboy magazine in their path. And so here comes a soldier, and he would stumble upon the Playboy magazine and start reading it. And as he's reading it, you would sneak behind him.
Oh,
very
great.
Clever. But at the same time, you've got games that target completely different audiences. I mean, I've seen games that are advert games targeting middle-aged women, promoting the Stow and Go system in minivans. I've seen advert games, selling M&Ms. I've seen advert games for selling deodorant. I've seen really all kinds of things. And most recently, there was big news when President-elect Obama, decided to advertise in the Xbox 360 game Need for Speed. As you drove around the game, you would see billboards with his message of change on them and his picture.
That's great.
And I do believe this happened right before he was elected. So I think it was like a month or two before the election. You have to ask yourself if a major presidential candidate, now president, feels that games are a legitimate target for advertising, then who wouldn't, right? I mean, who couldn't potentially take advantage of games?
Really? Well, the first president to really do anything like that, too, and very successful, by the way, right?
Yes. Well, I think it sent a very important signal Obama was trying to do two things, right? He was trying to balance two important initiatives. One is he had to come across as, you know, serious and capable of dealing with the immense challenges facing the country today. And at the same time, you know, Obama was clearly aware of the fact that a big part of his appeal was the fact that young people saw him as someone who understood them, who understood technology, who understood, the momentous technological changes that are taking place in society today, not just social changes and challenges. And I think he sent a very powerful signal by saying, look, I clearly recognize that games are not, you know, something to demonize, but are actually something to take advantage of by putting his brand, so to speak, in an Xbox game. I was very impressed by that, just personally.
On the Advertising Show's Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth, our special guest is David Ettery, co-author of the book Changing the Game, How Video Games Are Transforming the Future of Business. More, lots more to talk about, and we'll come back here and do that in just a minute. The Advertising Show is being powered by Shipple.com, an incredibly powerful marketing thing called Tendency. Check it out. It's S-C-H-I-P-U-L, Shipple.com. With Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth, back in just a moment.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Exactly how to read an Oreo world to do it. You unscrew it very fast, 'cause a kid'll eat the middle of an Oreo.
David Ettery is our special guest here on the Advertising Show. David is co-author of a book, Changing the Game, How Video Games Are Transforming the Future of Business. Interesting stuff. Good to have you here, David.
Thank you.
You know, Ray, since 01 when we launched the program, we've covered advertising, gaming. We've covered Second Life back when they launched that. It's something that we're big believers in, and hoorah to all of those marketers out there that are willing to stick their toe in the water and get involved in any kind of new technology or new alternative media. I wanted to ask you, David, why do you think so many companies today are still shying away from game advertising? And I'm using that in a general term.
Sure. I think there's a few different reasons. I think part of the reason is that, frankly, they're just not familiar with it, right? It's substantially, in some ways, depending on the kind of advertising you're talking about, it's substantially more complicated to advertise in and via a game than it is to simply whip up a commercial and then say, okay, I want it to show up at the following times and the following shows. Especially if you're talking about creating an entire advert game for the promotion of your brand, you know, you're talking about something which, you know, at a bare minimum is going to take you a few weeks, a couple months of working with a developer on, and if you're doing something more ambitious like Burger King did with its Xbox games, now you're talking about a year or more of development time. And this is something, you know, advertisers aren't game developers, right? They don't consider themselves game developers. They don't, and there's some trepidation about even trying to become them, so or to work with them in any way. So I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is that there's still a really, really deep misconception among some people that games are really only useful for targeting, again, young males, right? But what more and more people are starting to realize is that games are absolutely today, and for many years now, actually, a universal medium. There are hundreds of millions of people who play so-called casual games for free on the internet, for pay on the internet, on their mobile phones. The number of people who play Bejeweled and Tetris and games of this sort absolutely dwarfs the number of people who play Call of Duty or Halo on the Xbox. And yet most people don't really realize it. When they still think games, they think Halo, they think Call of Duty, they think these big budget, violent, very male centric experiences. But more and more, that's not happening. And as advertisers kind of realize the extent to which they can reach out to people through games, hold their attention better than they could in any other medium, I think you will start to see a major shift. And you already have, in fact. I mean, there are certainly certain advertisers, like prior to the recession, like the automobile manufacturers, that have really, really embraced gaming in a big way. Some of the best advertising and game stories come from the automobile manufacturers.
Wow.
You know, David, staying with the unusual, many of our listeners may not be aware of what a great recruitment vehicle gaming can be. Google and the Army come to mind. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, sure. Well, one of the nice things about using games is, aside from the fact that they're simply a good way of promoting your brand, is that they're actually a really interesting way to learn about the people that are playing your games, and to use the game to sort of filter out the people that are playing them so that only the best ones ultimately reach you. So let me give you an example. With Google did this very clever thing that was, by the way, primarily not video game based but more physical world game based. And the way it worked was, next to Stanford and next to MIT, they put billboards. And the billboards had nothing on them except for some sort of riddle. There was no mention of Google in any way, shape, or form. And so, of course, the smart kids at Stanford and the smart kids at MIT would solve the riddle and plug it in, you know, the answer into their browsers, and then that would take them to another riddle, and it, you know, so on and so on and so forth. And the riddles were things that were quite difficult. I mean, they were the kinds of things that, unless you were, you know, someone with an engineering background, a mathematics background, it was unlikely that you were going to solve them, right? So these smart students were, you know, following the breadcrumb of riddles that were started by these billboards. And eventually, if they solved all of them, they'd find themselves at the Google Labs recruiting homepage. And it said something to the effect of, you know, Mazel tov, congratulations, we're so glad you found your way here. You're the kind of person we'd like working for Google. Please, you know, fill out a job application.
Oh, wow.
And the thing that I love about that story, aside from the fact that it was such a clever way of recruiting, such a novel way of getting people's attention, was that it wasn't simply a way of getting people's attention. It was a way of saying, of only getting the attention of the people who were exactly the kind of people you wanted, right? If you weren't a clever engineer, if you weren't a clever mathematician, there was no way you were going to solve all these riddles. So Google spared itself the hassle of having to sift through however many hundreds or thousands of resumes.
Right. Yeah, what a great idea. Seth Godin says, the quote here says, most people think the world is both static and passive. It is neither. This book helps you understand the change that interactivity is bringing to everything we do. And the book is called Changing the Game. Our special guest, David Ettery, co-author of that book. On the Advertising Show, it's Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Back with another segment with David here in just a moment. Hope you'll stick around.
To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Hey, meet the swinger, Polaroid swinger. Yes, it is the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Ray and Brad just kind of goofing around today, playing games here with David Ettery. Changing the Game, How Video Games Are Transforming the Future of Business. David's out of Seattle. David, thanks for being on the show today.
Always my pleasure.
You know, a lot of advertisers these days are attempting to become more efficient in their advertising. Some are actually cutting back in their spending. How recession-proof is advertising via games, David? Or is it?
I think it's extremely recession-proof, and I think part of the reason is precisely because it's dramatically more cost-effective when done correctly as compared to more traditional mechanisms like TV, radio. No offense intended, guys.
What did he say? No.
And magazines. And I think part of the reason for that is that if you create a decent game, even if it's not fairly large in scope, as long as you create it with the intention of being highly replayable, you can spend a few tens of thousands of dollars on a game with the right designer, the right developer, the right idea, and find yourself with something that someone wants to play for 20 hours, 30 hours, 100 hours. I can't count the number of hours that my wife, for example, has played Bejeweled, which is a very popular casual game, which wasn't that complicated to develop back when they first created it. So the replayability is really quite huge. And then also, obviously, the fact that there are certain demographics that are becoming significantly harder to reach, younger demographics in particular, through traditional mechanisms, but they're very, very interested in games. So I think that depending on what you're trying to accomplish, and furthermore, that there are certain things you simply can't accomplish with other advertising mediums. So I'll give you an example. Allstate. Recently, there was a recently news about the fact that Allstate, the auto insurance division, was going to start doing pilot tests on games that were designed to do a couple of different things. One was just to get their brand out there, but two was to help them capture information about a segment of their demographic that they had difficulty getting information about, and that was particularly older drivers. Allstate has a problem where as people get older, it's just an inevitable fact of life, as you get older, your reaction times slow down. Yeah. Now, what Allstate does right now is it simply assumes that if you're older, it needs to charge you more for insurance. But what if they could make it so that instead you play a game that tests your reaction times? And it doesn't, by the way, even have to be a driving game. The game that I saw a picture of was a simple casual game where you had to collect colored fish, but it required a lot of fast clicking with the mouse. Now, what if instead, they had you play that game, and if your reaction time was demonstrably better than the average person's in that game, they could offer you a discount on insurance. What if by playing that game repeatedly, your reaction times were improved, and as a result, they could offer you a discount on insurance? That's an absolutely phenomenal kind of advertising that simply isn't possible with any other medium. And yet, Allstate is here and now, even as we speak, pilot testing this kind of experience. When you think about that from a cost effectiveness perspective, I mean, I don't even know how you put a number on that. That's a truly, truly remarkable way of thinking about advertising.
You know, you've mentioned several models for advertising in games, advergames, placement ads, as well as alternate reality games. Which one of these models holds the future for advertising in games, David?
I think that's a hard question to answer, in part because I think all of them have a place. But the part, the area that I'm most excited about, if that's at all helpful, is certainly advergames and adverworlds. I think that when an advertiser is willing to commit the kind of resources that are necessary to make a truly great advergame with a competent developer, I think the results are really truly remarkable. And I'll refer you very briefly to the Burger King Xbox games that I mentioned earlier in this segment. These are three Xbox games that Burger King put out at the end of 2006, back when the Xbox 360 was still relatively new. And a lot of people don't know this, but at the time, the way it worked is the games were sold for $4, and the only way you could get one was by going into a Burger King to buy it there. And of course, while you're there, you end up buying a meal as well. The games were such an unbelievable draw to the restaurants that Burger King's quarterly profits went up 40% in the quarter in which the games were released.
Wow.
And if that isn't good enough, imagine the fact that all these people then take these games home and play them, and the entire time that they're playing them, they're being bombarded with the Burger King brand, right? They're seeing images of the king. If they're playing the king himself, they're seeing the Burger King name. So not only did they get that 40% boost just from the draw of the games to the stores, but you have to ask yourself how much brand exposure, how much value was created in the subsequent quarters when people were still playing those games. Those games don't disappear. They're still sitting on people's shelves. Some of them are still being played even today. That's the kind of thing when you talk about something that has the power to boost profits for a company the size of Burger King by 40%, that's the kind of thing that gets me excited.
There are so many more things to talk about here in the book as well. Unfortunately, we are out of time, which means you'll need to go get the book. Be a good thing. Changing the Game, How Video Games Are Transforming the Future of Business. Good reading. And David, congratulations on a great book. Hope you sell a bunch of them.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, guys.
On the Advertising Show, it's Ray. Really hope you enjoyed our interview today with David Ettery on the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. We love these encore shows. It gives us the opportunity to bring back some great guests that we've had in the past so you can hear them again if you heard them one time or hear them for the first time. Either way, it's great. And we do appreciate you listening as well. The Advertising Show is brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. The Advertising Show is a copyrighted Big Radio Midgets production, and we will talk to you again soon.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.